Hello, it's Matt, and this is a Brow podcast. There are no straight lines in nature. I was recently walking with my family in a local arboretum, and it reminded me that I'd been in there a number of years previously, when my daughter was 15 months old. And while pushing the stroller and chatting to her, the blinking obvious occurred to me. Around the edge of the park was a row of trees that must have been there for at least several generations, and I was saying to her that the straight tree line would have been man-made, because Mother Nature doesn't do straight lines. Now, I don't know what the unisex version of man-made is. I don't know if it's person-made, but that doesn't quite sound right. So we'll stick with man-made at the moment. The same with Mother Nature, really. I don't know what the unisex, gender-free version of Mother Nature is. I don't know, parent nature. But I think we'll stick with Mother Nature. So Mother Nature was around for millions of years before us humans popped up and added into the mix of this world. So only humans seem to do straight lines by surrounding ourselves with orderly brick walls, linear steel girders and flat glass. With that in mind, it is interesting when we think about business and goal setting for our careers, especially at the moment. We tend to think about progressing in a straight line from the present situation to a desired situation sometime in the future. I know this may be stating the obvious, and maybe it's just me, but why would we think life will be anything but straight? Life can be winding and evasive. Therefore, disciplining our disappointments, as the late Jim Rohn said, and managing our frustrations and overcoming obstacles becomes paramount. We regularly need to re-establish our original goal outcome and the reason we want it and need it. Remind ourselves of how it will benefit us and how it will benefit others. In addition, also clarify who the person we have to become to achieve it and how proud we will be of ourselves. How do I achieve my goal outcome? Something that most of us are reluctant to do is make our goal outcome public knowledge. I do not think we need to share it with everyone through social media. You'll get too many naysayers and unsuccessful people telling you in various ways that it is not possible. However, if we were to tell people whom we respect their feedback of us, those in our inner circle, this could create enough internal motivation through the discomfort of not achieving and the accountability of acknowledging that to others. Maybe not wanting to let down those we care about could give us the nudge to keep going when other people around us can't see the future reality that we perceive. For more ideas and little nudges to help you with your career and with growing your business, then go along to www.matthewbroomhead.co.uk and have a look at the blog. I look forward to seeing you next time on a Proud podcast with me, Matthew Broomhead. Take care. Stay safe.